USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Tuesday primary elections in South Carolina, Nevada, Texas, Maine, and North Dakota are recent history. South Carolina voters ousted Representative Tom Rice, one of the 10 House Republicans who had voted to impeach President Trump. Russell Fry takes home the win. Representative Nancy Mace comfortably won her primary election over Trump-backed Katie Arrington. Out west in the Silver State, Democrat incumbent Governor Steve Sisolak will face Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo in November. Lombardo is endorsed by President Trump. Sharon Osbourne took to Twitter Tuesday and thanked fans for the overwhelming amount of love to her husband Ozzy Osbourne before his major neck and spine surgery on Monday. Quote, our family would like to express so much gratitude for the overwhelming amount of love and support leading up to Ozzy's surgery. Ozzy is doing well and on the road to recovery. Your love means the world to him. End quote. USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
President Biden and Secretary of State Antony Blinken and their sanctions on Russia to prevent bloodshed in Ukraine has failed miserably. The sanctions on Russia's gas and oil industry has done little to nothing.
India and other Asian nations are becoming an increasingly vital source of oil revenues for Moscow, despite strong pressure from the U.S. not to increase their purchases as the European Union and other allies cut off energy imports from Russia in line with sanctions over its war against Ukraine. Such sales are boosting Russian export revenues at a time when Washington and allies are trying to limit financial flows supporting Moscow's war efforts. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Victor Pohl.
New Mexico Secretary of State Maggie Toulouse Oliver on Tuesday asked the Supreme Court to order the commission of rural Otero County to certify primary election results after it refused to do so over distrust of Dominion vote counting machines. USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
GOP gubernatorial candidate James Craig continues his uphill battle.
Michigan's embattled GOP gubernatorial field is down to five, with a previously ousted candidate filing write-in status. Former Detroit Police Chief James Craig filed those documents on Tuesday after the Board of State Canvassers denied him a spot on the ballot due to invalid and insufficient signatures. Craig and his campaign also filed a complaint in Kent County Circuit Court against a company and circulators hired to gather the signatures. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Soft-on-crime district attorneys have been sprouting up in numerous cities throughout America. Some are complaining George Soros' money got them elected. Some say no one pays attention to district attorney races. Now that crime has exceeded American expectations, recalls of these DAs landed their first catch when the DA of San Francisco, California, lost his job last week. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania has another DA recall movement going forward.
The city of Philadelphia is experiencing widespread crime and lawlessness, and it is mostly driven by policies coming directly out of Larry Krasner's district attorney office. Here within the next week or two, we will be introducing articles of impeachment and proceeding with the initial steps of removing him from office.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.